I don't have anybody scheduled for attending the meeting.
Well, you said there are several people in the waiting room.
There are several people in the waiting room. I don't have anybody signed up for public comment, which would be at the end of the meeting.
Well, let's go ahead.
So they're not allowed to attend the regular meeting is what I hear you saying?
Right. They would have to watch it, seeing how this person is actually one of the topics of the meeting.
Well, I don't know if we should, if we have a responsibility to let them know or not, but whatever, I don't care.
Well, are we ready to get started? Not hearing no objections, I'll call the meeting to order and we'll start with a roll call. This is Ralph Busby acting for Jeff Fertilite, who's not yet in attendance. Go ahead, Lance.
Lance Vanderbeck, Airport Director.
Jim Shaw.
Susan Painter, member of the committee.
Okay, first thing is, I guess, the minutes. I have a comment on the minutes. Does anybody else have any comments on the minutes?
No, I wasn't able to see them. They weren't attached. So.
They were on the notice to the meeting, Jim.
Yeah, I didn't see them. I tried. They didn't show pull up. That's all right. Go ahead.
Okay, well, my comment on the meeting was toward the end of the meeting, we discussed the ground communications outlet, and I had requested in the past that we put signs out on the ramp and maybe more flyers, and specifically to request that the FAA include that information on the IAPs for the airport. And in the minutes of the meeting, and I don't recall this actually happening, but it says that, I don't remember the words, I don't have them in front of me, but Lance, said he wasn't going to do that or something. Lance, you want to address that?
I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about on the minutes. I don't take them. I'd have to pull them up myself and read through them.
Which item are you talking about toward the end of the minute?
Well, there was discussion at some point in the meeting, I think it was toward the end, I don't recall exactly, about the GCO. And what I had recommended is that we put a couple of signs on the ramp and also perhaps make handouts like we did before. And lastly, and perhaps most importantly, see if the FAA would include that data on the IAP, because they do that at some airports. And that was the request, and it was meant with support. So I was just wondering where all that stood.
So I'm not sure, Ralph, are you asking for an approval of the minutes? Because that's, a different topic here.
Well, the reason I'm not asking for the approval of minutes yet is because if in fact that's what you said, Lance, then the minutes need to be corrected. If it's not what you said, then we'll leave it as is.
There's the only comment I can see, Ralph, is on the just before committee comments was that Ralph was Busby asked that with the scheduled restriping, Vanderbilt considered moving the center stripe near the self-service tank to help avoid near-miss collision. Is that what you're talking about?
No, that's a whole different topic.
That's a whole different topic? Okay.
Yeah, I can't. Unfortunately, I don't have a printed copy in front of me, and I'm not looking at them. So before we go any further, Lance, will you, in fact, get those signs made and talk to the FAA or not?
I can get the signs made. I don't see why this is such an issue. I don't know if it reflects negatively in the minutes or not.
Well, it implies that you weren't going to do it. So my question is, can you do that? That's all.
Sure. Would you like a cost estimate brought back to the committee for the signs?
I don't think that's necessary. We're talking about two small signs and calling the FAA. I mean, are you willing to do that?
Well, of course I'm willing to do that.
Okay, then I would request the minutes be changed to reflect that. And with that, does anyone want to accept the minutes with those changes as noted?
I'll go ahead and accept the minutes as noted with Ralph's changes, please.
Somebody want to second it?
Seconded.
Second it. Minutes be approved as amended, and we'll move on to the next topic, which I have to look at before I can say what that is.
All right, so the next topic is Michael and Michelle's topic is 4A, Michael and Michelle Monsanto's lease for box hangar 3. In the staff report, it says Jim and Janet Burley have sold their box hangar number site 3 to Michael and Michelle Monsanto. The new lease will need to be recommended to City Council with Michael and Michelle Monsanto. So I have included in the packet the hangar 3 lease for Monsanto with a north site picture, and then the agreement with the Burleys requesting the airport committee to make a motion to recommend that we terminate the land lease for Jim and Janet Burley and approve the new lease for the box hangar 3 with Michael and Michelle Monsanto.
Does anyone want to make a motion to take those actions?
I'll go ahead and make a motion that we terminate the lease with the Burleys and accept the new lease for the Monsantos.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? You have to excuse me. I'm having a little trouble. I've lost the video on the meeting. So, Lance, can you go ahead with the next topic?
Sure, we'll do. Next topic is item 4B, fiscal year 22-23 committee goals. Submitted a staff report for the committee. Just as we are drawing closer to the end of the calendar year 2021 in November, we will start the goal setting process for the Newport Municipal Airport. Attached, you will find the approved minutes from the January 12th, 2021 committee meeting, approving the committee goals and for fiscal year 20 and 21. 2020 adopted goals and City Council adopted goals and objectives for 21 and 22. During the November and December meetings, we will be refining the goals for the upcoming fiscal year. Please review the attached information and send any thoughts or goal ideas to me at my email, which I did not receive any email in regards to the goals at this moment in time. In the October 12th meeting 2021, the airport committee provided for the potential following goals. One was the implement and schedule of the airline service. Two was to continue work on the airport sewer project. Three was to create a trail system from the airport to South Beach. Four was to create a marketing plan for the airport, including bicycle rentals. Five was to incorporate the land to the north of the airport into the airport property. Six was to get the T-hangers built. And seven was to implement the airport interior-wide internet. Those were the seven suggested goals at the last meeting. As any of the goals, would any of the committee members like to add to that, or would they like further discussion on those?
Do we need to make a motion to move this forward, or just leave it as is?
I don't think we need to make a motion on that. If the committee is happy with the goals that were discussed at the last meeting, we can get those submitted in as is, or if there was any, I guess, way there any more that you wanted to add or define further any of the goals that I have listed or that were listed during the meeting, that's really what this topic was just to do that.
Does anyone have any comment?
Well, just reading these offhand, Lance, these are pretty attainable and achievable goals, which is important. It shows pro-growth and potential revenue to the airport. So I like these a lot. I don't think that we need to particularly add these. These are going to give us a lot of, a lot of work to do to get these done. But personally, I like these a lot.
Well, I'm satisfied with them as they're written. So unless anyone has any other comment, we'll just move ahead. Okay, that said, I guess the next topic on here is applicants for the vacancy on the committee. And Lance, is the expectation that we will recommend someone or just review them, or what is the expected outcome here?
So the expectation is to review the applications that were submitted. I'd like to set up time for the next meeting in December to have the applicants available for questions by the committee, and then at that time, the committee would then vote to make a recommendation on which applicant they would like to move forward for council approval.
Well, when you said app, you only mean one. We only pick one, correct?
Correct.
Are there anybody else, Lance, that's not on this list? Because they had till yesterday to get their application in.
They did, and I did not receive any further applications from Peggy today. So the four stand as of now. But if Peggy does check again, I don't know if because I don't know how that whole works down there. There potentially might be one more added as long as it was before the deadline of 5 o'clock yesterday.
Correct. So we're gonna interview these applicants at the regular meeting in December.
At the next regular meeting, this schedule was to kind of go through the applicants and the information that they provided, and then hopefully maybe the committee can come up with a few questions for like a round robin. Each committee member can ask a question and then write down the responses, and then at the next meeting when we're interviewing.
Lance, are you saying all four applicants will be at the meeting?
Yes, I'm going to try to schedule all four applicants to be at that meeting, yes.
So your goal right now then is for us to come up with additional questions that were not on the application?
Yeah, I believe so. Reviewing the applicants and any additional questions that the committee would like to ask, I would like to invite the applicants to the next committee meeting for you guys to ask questions to them.
Well, I've read each one, and I think the questions that were on the applications were doable. They were pretty basic and standard. I don't know if we actually need to come up with more. I just like to kind of wing it at the formal live interviews. I hope it's not a Zoom meeting, but if it is, it is. But I just think we wait till the December meeting and have Adam.
So Mark, one of the reasons they do that, and that's at least standard procedure with the Newport, is because that way you're asking everybody the same questions and you give everybody the same chance. Otherwise, there could be claims of discriminatory handling of the applicants.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't know that when I owned my restaurant. I'd have been in big trouble.
A little different for government now.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, with that, I think we got four perfectly good applicants here. And if that's what we end up with, that's certainly sufficient. So we'll move ahead in December.
Yeah, I believe the only thing, Ralph, that was we could have been a little bit more specific was basic airport operations. You know, maybe we could ask them what some additional information on airport specifics, FAA specifics, things that they could kind of sell themselves on as far as being helpful to the airport committee in the airport operations. I don't know.
Well, that's why we make up questions. And remember, it's always good to have outside input, not just the stuff we already know, but people that know things.
Right. Cynthia, you have a comment, Cynthia?
Yeah, I do. I would expect that you could ask all of the four candidates the same questions, of course, to be totally fair. And you could ask things like, how do they anticipate the airport growing? Do they have any ideas which would support expansion? Is expansion a good idea? What kind of businesses might be good to bring to the airport? Just something about their vision. Perhaps you could ask about the, what was it, the last big plan that was done, if they have read that, do they have any impressions? I mean, there's a lot more than what's on their basic application that I would anticipate you would want to know. And
I would probably also run them by Peggy to make sure that they.
Peggy's a good one to run the questions by, but she's going to be going on vacation, so you might want to go ahead and do it. Just a thought. That's what I would anticipate you'd be asking, the type of things.
Why don't we submit questions, say, within the next week, Lance, if you'll compile them and get our questions in, because we can't wait till the day of the meeting to go over the questions, and obviously
right.
We have them between now and then.
No, that's fine. If each of the members would like to send me a couple ideas or a couple questions that they would like to ask, maybe some of the questions can be the same. I can do a vetting process with Peggy, and we can come up with at least five questions for each of the individual airport committee members to ask each of the applicants.
Did you just give us homework, Lance?
I think Cynthia helped out with that quite a bit, but yeah.
All right, we'll do it.
Awesome.
Okay, with that, let's move on to the operations report.
Did you want me to read off any of the applicants' names or what their previous positions were? They're attached to the meeting packet, but for anybody listening at home.
I don't think that's necessary. Everything we've talked about is online, and I don't think there's a need to read this stuff.
I like it when you're Chair Ralph. We get things done quickly.
Cheers. Here, here.
I think Mark's double teaming him.
All right, so moving on to the operations report. For October 1st through October 31st, I'd first like to open up by saying thank you guys for being flexible and being able to move the meeting to today. I was asked to be part of the panel for the emergency coordinator that the fire department is looking at hiring. That was a pretty fun process, very interesting to go through and be part of, and I appreciate your guys' flexibility on being able to move this meeting. So looking down for the operations report, had the Oregon Department of Aviation meeting that I attended virtually. The meeting included a finance update, adoption of temporary administration rule related to commercial lease length, director's report, planning and program updates, tall structure determination fees, and then House Bill 2434 ASAP rulemaking process and timeline. Attended the City Council on October 18th, the City Council meeting, item 7E, authorization of lease termination with Northcom 75 LLC and new lease with Daniel B. McCree. Council approved the new lease. South Beach and US 101 refinement plan, received an email from the Community Development Director, Derek Tokos, about the draft report for South Beach refinement plan. This information will be provided at the next airport committee meeting. It's quite a thick packet, and I was hoping to have Derek here with us to kind of discuss a little bit of that today, but unfortunately he had a scheduled meeting come up that he had to attend. So we are moving forward, or the city is moving forward with that in respect to that. The animal shelter update, was informed that the county is moving along with the permitting process. The county also had a team out on site drilling test holes, and I think they're amidst between administration and the county with negotiating the lease terms and whatnot, refining that further. I haven't heard any update as far as that. Oregon Airport Managers Association, or WAMA, virtually attended the October 6th WAMA Fall Conference. Agenda items included legislative review, ODA update, airfield automation and innovation updates, FAA update, TSA update, and Connect Oregon grant updates. We're looking at, I'm currently being moved into the vice president's chair, and will be the president of the committee for the following year, which means that we'll be hosting the Oregon Airport Managers Association meeting here in Newport, as hopefully COVID will be, restrictions will be limited, because that'll bring managers from all over Oregon here to Newport, which I think would be kind of exciting.
That's great news, Lance. Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
What's the date of that meeting?
That meeting isn't for another couple years. They're just planning the process now and getting conference places located and whatnot. So hopefully, if we can meet in person within the next few years, that'll bring a couple hundred people here to Newport for the airport. So that'll be a wild time for everybody. So moving on to the DEQ 1200Z permit, DEQ has a new online registration and reporting system. I was able to sign in and get linked up to Gwen, who is our consultant with SHN. We submitted the DMR report through the new reporting system. There were quite a lot of errors and bugs to work out in the system to get it submitted, but we finally did get it submitted on time, which was a great win for us. I think DEQ has a couple of items that need to be addressed on the system. The AWOS, the annual AWOS inspection, was finally able to take place. There was a new radio transmitter installed for the AWOS, and all the rest of it passed the test. Environmental assessment for AIP 29, scheduled a makeup meeting for the property owners after technical difficulties with the September meeting. That meeting was held on November 12th. That meeting went a lot smoother, and we had a few land property owners around the airport that joined in and had some great comments and questions, which hopefully in April of 2022, ESA, who's doing the environmental assessment, will be releasing a draft document for public comment for a 30-day process. And when that finally comes around, we'll be getting committee input on that as well. Ooh, FAA capital improvement projects. I missed a thing there. We don't really have any update on that. I should have erased that off. I apologize. Fire inspection, the annual fire inspection was completed for all fire extinguishers at the airport, including an inspection of the fire alarm panels in both the FBO and for the T-hangers. The city has gone, has consolidated their fire alarm company to Salem Fire, won the contract for it, so we don't have each department basically had their own different fire alarm system and company monitoring it. So they said he consolidated that, and we've gone, they've come up and tested our system, and everything is looking good. I've had quite a few equipment issues. We had a major air leak in the jet truck tank, or in the jet truck. Two air relief valves failed, and I had to get those repaired. Basically, we were able to find the air valve replacements at Napa, and I was able to get those put in. Basically, what happened was it caused the truck not to be able to move because it wouldn't release the brakes, which wouldn't turn on the pump to pump jet fuel. So the jet truck was down for one day while we repaired that. Also went through and fixed some minor items that were in the jet truck cab as well for the guys to have a better place for keeping their sorry, go ahead, Cynthia.
How old is that truck, Lance?
Well, it predates me. I think that's a 2001 Sterling jet truck. And that will need to be replaced probably in the next couple of years, because while I was underneath the truck greasing all the Zerk fittings, there's a lot mm-hmm. of rust underneath that truck. And it's not at a point where... Go ahead.
Yeah, you have to put a request into the next city budget.
Well, isn't that a lease?
What is it?
I think it will be dependent on how the city wants to go. We can either purchase a jet truck or we could lease one from our branding. So I think it would be a conversation needed to have with Spencer to see what direction he may want to go, and maybe have that brought to the committee for input as well. So it'll vary, because I know that jet truck was bought for the airport. I'm not sure if that was purchased by the city at the time or if it was bought by the FBO that was there, and just it was left for the city.
Was one of our trucks on a dollar of a year lease? Is it that one or the Avgas truck from the supplier?
That's the Avgas truck. So again, it's one of those things we'll have to look into what might be the best cost for the city of Newport. We did get the AV trucks, bringing that up. We did get the AV truck up and running. We did have a set of old filters. Well, they're not old filters, but they're a set of unused filters for that truck laying around, and we were able to put those in. We've been able to get the fuel, or the truck started, and the pump is working, and we've been working on recirculating it just to make sure that there's no crud in the hoses and stuff. So we do have that up and running for a potential backup for the, in case the AV tank goes down again, to be able to fill the AV tank up. So that has been completed. Also had to send the folding mower deck and the Kubota over to Len Benton Tractor. And we unfortunately need a new folding mower deck. They are no longer able to repair this one from the amount of rust that it has accumulated over the years of mowing. So I have a couple of quotes from two different mower deck companies that I'm submitting to Spencer to find out which way he wants to go for that. There's a couple of finite things that we need to do to discuss that with Spencer first before we move forward to get a new folding mower deck. One of them is time, a win, the availability, and then of course the cost and the compatibility with the Kubota. The Kubota tractor itself is in tip-top running condition. No issues on that that they had found. So that's good. So moving forward.
What's the approximate cost of one of those mower decks?
About $50,000. So that's averaged out, because they come in all sorts of different sizes and they have all sorts of different functions. You know, I think we would want to stay with the same width, the same 20-foot mower deck. I think if we went smaller, meaning we would have more time that would have to be spent out in the field by employees, and right now time is pretty valuable. So that's another question we need to come up with, Spencer. But on the average, brand new ones are about $50,000. So I'm not saying we couldn't get one cheaper, but that's where we're averaging right now. Any other questions on that? Okay. All right. So moving into how we ended up on the month of October, we had 670 total logged aircraft operations, and kind of had a surprise for fueling for the month of October. We did over 12,000 gallons of fuel, 12,595. Looking through some historical data, that's only happened three times in the few years that I have been here keeping track of this. So that was kind of exciting. Puts us up to 42,638 gallons on the fiscal year. 33,056 gallons of Jet A, and 9,582 gallons of avgas. How we did with rental cars, we did 52 rental cars this month, or the month of October. Compared to the last few years, we did 49 during COVID last year, 42 the year prior. So we have seen a small increase in that, and our numbers are coming back from pre-COVID. Or going back to pre-COVID numbers. As far as courtesy cars, we only did 31 trips in this year, or this last month. The year prior, there was only 34. So kind of a nice trend, at least. Not quite the 47 that was in 2019, but still building back up.
But you lost the car.
I'm sorry.
Recently. You lost a car vehicle recently, correct?
Yes, we did lose a car recently. So it was kind of surprising to see that we still were able to do 31 courtesy car loan outs compared to last year at this time with COVID, the 34. Still haven't heard if we're going to get that car replaced or not. I know the police department doesn't have anything for us for a hand-me-down, so that might be an insurance question or administration question, because I do have pilots that consistently fly in and do ask about the second car availability, because they do miss that. It did include prices for fuel. Fuel has been increasing, so we did have to raise the price for fuel at Newport. We're currently at $4.25, which puts us a little below the average of $4.50 for Jet A. That doesn't include Prist. With Prist, we're selling at $4.50, which would put us right on the average for Jet A for our region. We did have to also increase Avgas by 10 cents, so we're at $5.32. Puts us at the prepaid for $4.79 for the prepaid car. Average currently for our area is $5.52. Highest is $6.61. Lowest is $5.09. And then I did include in the operations report some pictures that we had of aircraft that came in. Had a really neat Cessna TTX come in. They look like a Cirrus 22, but it's a Cessna. Had a couple of different Gulfstreams come in. And then an R-44 out of Canada that came through. They were heading south. And that's all I have for the operations report.
Okay, thank you, Lance. And I guess the next thing's committee comments, and I've got a few items here. Anybody wants to go ahead, I'll do mine at the end.
Sure, I'll go ahead. Lance, are you okay with the fact that we're below average on both Jet A and Avgas? Should we have a discussion about increasing our prices on the field?
Well, I think for the, you know, the Jet A, we're right on there, because it does not determine if that is with Prist or the additive Prist. So 450 is where we're at for people who are getting Jet A with Prist. 425 is without the additive. But it doesn't state whether or not those are pre-mixed or with additive, without additive. It just has a base price. So I put the lowest one in so that we can hopefully gain some more traffic. And then as far as the, you know, the average for the self-serve, you know, we're at 532. The total, if you look at it, we break it out between full service, which there's currently only three airports doing it, and then self-service for the rest of it. The average for self-serve right now is at 536. So we're only a few pennies below that. It's really that full service, the truck, that raises that average overall. So I think we're right in the mix there.
Okay, next question. Do we have a report on the painting of our fuel tank, our self-serve tank?
Oh, that's what I forgot. Yes, I have to call back a gentleman by the name of Irvin, and we're going to schedule a time for them to come out and do that.
That's awesome. And when can we expect Avgas in the new truck that you brought it back online?
So the truck is up and running. There is Avgas in it, but that was decided by the committee just to use only for if the self-serve tank stops pumping fuel because it's low and we're waiting on supply chain.
Correct.
Yeah, so it's ready to roll. Just wait.
So there's fresh fuel in it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well done. Thank you, Lance.
You're welcome.
Lance, I've got a question on the animal shelter. Have you read the appraisal report?
No, not all of it. Just the basics of what they were determining the monthly rates or the sale rate should be.
Yeah. Do you agree with the appraised value on that?
I'm not a real estate agent, but from my understanding, it's pretty competitive with what the front 10 acres was rented out or leased out for.
I hear you. Has the county agreed on that price?
That I don't know if they have or not. That's the part of administration negotiating the contract.
The price is $500,000. That was a difficult appraisal to do. I have a copy of it right here. A very difficult appraisal, and to find open market comparables was also difficult. But I'm wondering now where the county agrees with that price.
I don't know if they agree with it, but I'm sure they probably would understand it. I mean, I think that they would probably be open to try to negotiate that lower, but you know, I don't know what administration is doing on it yet.
Okay. I can tell you, Jim, that it was reviewed by our real estate agent of record as also kind of a second appraisal agreement, and he thought it was right on line.
I hear you. It was a difficult appraisal, I'll say that much. I'm not arguing about the price. I just say a very difficult assignment.
Well, keep in mind when you negotiate that, and this is for Dietmar and Cynthia, when you negotiate that lease with the county, be sure to remind the county that we're providing a regional airport for the county and they don't chip in anything. So it would be in their best interest to keep us happy. Or we'll start charging them for all the boxes addressed to residents outside of Newport when they arrive.
And I think the county is pretty committed to putting the animal shelter at the airport.
Oh, they are.
You know, yes. And there's just some fine points that need to be worked out.
Well, I was interested in the money. Has anybody else got any comments before I?
Yeah, I would. I have a comment.
Go ahead.
So as you know, Aaron Collette has moved up to be city engineer. You've heard that probably. That's the vacancy. And we had three people apply for that vacancy. One person stepped down, put through their application, and we interviewed two people, Casey Mattingly and Jan Kaplan. And we swore in Jan Kaplan last night, and he's now officially a city councilor. and he, I think, brings a lot of talent to the game. And we look forward to working with him. And I think all the counselors, it was kind of a unanimous decision to put Jan on. And I think Cynthia was the one that put his name in nomination. Weren't you the one that nominated him, Cynthia?
I did. Mm-hmm.
So,
did you ask him how he felt about the airport, Cynthia?
Oh, no. I should have.
I have one more comment, Lance. Obviously, you're aware that the infamous Coast Guard gate is broken again.
Yes, I have been told that.
And the problem with that is it's just going to put more pressure on the FedEx gate to get used more than it probably should. But anyway, I know you're on it.
Cynthia?
Hi. Yes, I have a comment and question to do with public relations. I was recently out of town for about 6 weeks, and I came back and I was going through my mail and reading all the newspapers. And there was one letter in there from a gentleman I don't know, very critical of the airport. He said some things which would be easily disprovable, I believe. Is it worth it to write any kind of response or to just write a letter pointing out to the public the positives about the airport?
If it came from a Newport City Council member, absolutely. That's always been a big issue that we as a committee has faced is the lack of credibility and the lack of importance on a community level, actually on a county level, that our airport really faces. There's really hasn't been a public effort from a council member or even the mayor for that part, to let the county know how important this airport is and what it facilitates. It's not just for people to have airplanes to fly around. This is a very important economic, business entity that the city has. And we have to keep it there, and we have to keep it running. So I would be willing to work with somebody on the city council to do, and that's part of that's our next goal that we're going to submit, is do a public relations campaign, if you will, a business plan that includes that goes out to the county as well as the citizens of Newport. So that's always been one of my personal beefs, Cynthia, about how our county and how the citizens of Newport views our airport. And that's why I think if we want to have fun, it would take a lot of planning, but we need to have a Newport Airport Days and invite the community down to the airport with their children and just have a blast. We could involve a lot of airport communities, a lot of airport folks, and get the Coast Guard would love to do that. The National Guard would do that. It would take a significant amount of planning. But I think after we come out of COVID, this is something that the airport committee and the city really, really needs to look at.
Yeah, I think we could work on that together, surely.
Cynthia?
Mm-hmm.
I did write a response to that letter, and it was published in the News Times a week later.
Okay, I missed it in my pile of newspapers then. Sorry.
Yeah, it was Friday a week or two ago. But interestingly, they limit you to 250 words.
Right.
And so I had more, but in the end, it had to be 250 words. So I did put something in the newspaper.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I mean, there could be more. I don't know if you talked about public relations as a specific goal. It wasn't in that list of seven, but that could.
Well, Susan and I, we did a pre-recording with Good Morning Newport at Miller's radio station, and we did talk about the letter that Ralph had wrote and the importance the airport brings to the community. And I think Ralph put it very well. I think a lot of times people just think of an airport, but in, a runway basically is a street, taxiways are too, and that's how aircraft get around. So we did hit on that topic, which our radio show will be aired, I think, over Thanksgiving. Is that correct, Susan?
I don't remember hearing exactly the date, but somewhere around.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you did that. We could.
Cynthia, I want to circle back to our airport committee goals. Number four says create a marketing plan for the airport, including bicycle rentals. I would assume, and I would like to see part of that marketing plan be a part of, if you will, community relations. If you go ask the common citizen, you know, why is your airport important? I'm talking about people in Otis, Lincoln City, you know, Walport, Toledo. They would have no idea. So I think that we could even broaden that number four goal in a marketing plan to really start letting the community know the value, the true value of our airport.
Agree.
Okay. Any other comments before I take up the rest of your time? Okay, Lance, most of this is directed at you. So first of all, how soon will it be before you permanently fill the position that was vacated when John left? I know Dave moved up, but now you're filling his, I understand.
We are. I've got interviews later this week with four applicants.
Okay, so that's going ahead. Next question is the letters that went out on use of the hangars. Are you still waiting for any responses from the tenants?
I think we need to move forward on that. That's been quite a while. I only heard from a handful of people. So I think if the committee would like to go to the next step with a draft letter, we can definitely do that.
Do we need to make, want to make a motion, Ralph?
Well, go ahead, Mark. Make a motion and then we'll vote on it.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that Lance proceeds with a follow-up letter that's date-specific and the consequences if they don't respond in a timely fashion, maybe 60 days to his first letter. And I would even go so far, Ralph, to say that this letter needs to come from David Allen.
I think that's a good idea. I don't know if you leave. You need 60 days, but I agree with coming from the attorney might be a good idea.
Okay, I can get something drafted for the committee, hopefully for the December meeting.
Well, there's a motion on the floor, Lance.
Okay, do I hear a second for Mark's motion?
Seconded.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, moved and seconded, and we'll proceed ahead with that. And so my next question, lease processing. I understand we still have several leases hanging in a pantry. How soon can we, Mark, can you turn your radio down in the background?
Yes, please.
How soon can we expect to see those leases go out? I mean, they're pro forma documents. That it should be almost instantaneous.
What leases are you referring to? Because I think we've gone through the committee. I don't have any that need to go before city council. I haven't heard anything back from the gentleman about the T-hangers, but every other one has gone through city council approval already.
So Ken Williams told me, as a matter of fact, just this morning, he was asking me to ask this question because he hasn't received the signed leases for the other three properties that he's trying to build on.
Mm-hmm. Those basically got Ken's signature on them, and then they go down to the administration office for filing. I don't know if it's been uploaded to the city website or taken down to finance yet, but I can check in on see where that is at in the process.
Yeah, try to follow up on that because if it got signed off on the city side, he should receive a copy of it. He said he did not. And so, okay, the next question is the guy that wants to build the T-hangers. In the last meeting, we said you were going to send him an email and give him 10 days to respond. Did you do that and get a response?
I did send an email, and then he got our city attorney involved.
and meaning what?
Meaning it's out of my hands right now. I got to wait to figure out from David and Spencer whether or not we can just offer it up to somebody else at this moment. There is no lease. There is no, you know, commitment letter from him or anything like that. But it's in David Allen's court.
Okay, well, of course, we already made a motion last time to, if he didn't get a positive response, to put it out for lease to other parties. So I don't think we need to take any action per se at this meeting, but appreciate you following up on that.
We will do.
Okay, I'm not done yet. Security. I'm glad to see we got a lock finally on the walk-in gate down there by my hangar. But now if we could only get a couple of the locals to lock it when they use the gate, that would be better. Also, as you know, we had another incident on Saturday with security. Someone decided to take that motorhome that's out there and convert it to a short-term rental, unbeknownst to the owner. And the police broke the lease. But it's just a reminder that we have issues. Now, I was told, and I don't know if this is factual, that that same individual was the one that used our currency car and left it up at all seats. But anyway, I think he's residing on Olive Street.
That is correct, Ralph. It's the exact same individual. For some reason, he enjoys the airport. Maybe we could offer him a security job, seeing how he always comes up there anyways.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to like it here. Anyway, just a reminder that, you know, keep the gates locked, keep your eyes and ears open, because there are people with bad intentions running around.
Right. So Dave Zemanski called me when that all went down on Saturday. I did inform Spencer what was going on and did get a hold of Chief Malloy. We're trying to figure out what we could possibly do to deter this gentleman from coming back to the airport. Apparently, you know, I don't, you know, taking a crew car and ditching it is not enough to get anybody in jail anymore.
Yeah, now he's charged, I'm sure, with trespass and so forth. And I also understand he borrowed a set of rental car keys. So he's just not our best tenant out there. My last question, I know this was discussed before and I can't remember the answer or if we ever got an answer, and that is using herbicides on the airport. And the reason I bring it up is there's quite a bit of weeds growing up in the ramp, even on the main ramp out there. And a pilot was overheard saying, "Place looks abandoned." Wasn't a local guy. But anyway, my question is, can we use herbicides to knock those weeds down?
I will look into it. I know that Mike Cavanaugh with the Parks Department was working on a herbicide plan, but I have not heard anything back on that, if that's been finalized or not. So I can follow up with Mike and see what he's got for me.
I don't think council's approved anything so far, but I think Mike is working on it.
Yeah, as I recall, clear back when I was on the council, there were some issues, and it was that we weren't going to use herbicides in parks, but I didn't know that that included the airport. Then later there were discussions, well, it's everything in the city, not just parks, and I just wondered where we stood and if we could do something.
I don't know that that policy has changed so far, Ralph.
Yeah, but is the policy parks or the whole city?
For the whole city, I think. I don't know. Do you have any better information, Cynthia?
As I recall, Mike Cavanaugh's plan affects the whole city, and the way that the Parks Department cleans up weeds and the byways and everything. I don't think we voted on the final one yet, though.
Yeah.
But in some areas, herbicides will be allowed to be used as a last resort.
Well, as you can imagine, the airport ramp and parking areas and all that, it's with the staff size at the airport, it's pretty much impossible to do that by hand.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe we can contract out ODOT to see if they'd be interested in taking care of the weeds at our airport.
That's a brilliant idea, Mark. Okay, anybody else got any comments?
I'd just like to say a shout out to Lance one more time for being a active member of the Oregon Airport Managers Association. That's a big deal, Lance. I know it takes time and you're away from the airport, but that is a big deal on for our little community. So I appreciate you doing that and getting involved in that organization, as well as going to the meetings for ODOT and the aviation committee over there in Salem once in a while. So keep your face out there.
I'm trying. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, it's 2:59 and we can get this over in less than an hour unless somebody has any other comments.
Nope, just please.
Well, we got public comment.
No public comment. I could check with the gentleman in the waiting room to see if he has any public comment he would like to add.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't think we had any public. That's why I didn't mention that. Okay, well, I guess the meeting is adjourned.
Great job, Ralph. Wonderful chair.
Thank you, Ralph. Oh, somebody just came on.
Yeah, I think Dan McCree. I let him in, but it doesn't look like he's there. See if he wanted to have any public comment.
It says on my laptop he's connecting to audio. Maybe he's trying to show us all the weeds.
I'm just seeing blue lines.
Yeah.
Well, nice seeing the picture of the blue lines, Dan, but that's all we're getting.
Looks like a pretty interesting pillow or something.
All right, well.
Okay,
we'll see you later.
Chairman, thanks everyone.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.